Dr. Alan Watts is the leading exponent of Zen Buddhism in this country. His latest book is called In My Own Way. It's an autobiography. Well, most of us can approach a feeling of oneness with nature when we're out in the country. But when it comes to elevators or Coke machines, that's something else. I asked Dr. Watts about it.
Once you've got the feeling that I'm talking about, you're not going to be bothered by the elevators and the Coke machines. But in the initial stages, the human being is surrounded by all kinds of rectangular formations, boxes, because human beings are always trying to straighten things out, square them away, round them out, and so wherever we have human creations, the wiggly world, because the world is essentially wiggly, as our own bodies are wiggly, is everybody's trying to straighten it out. This seems a very strange thing to do, but it indicates simply that we have oversimple minds. And in order to get along with life, you have to swing. You have to have a certain lilt. You have to get with it in a wiggly way. Instead of trying to make everything proper, upright, stiff, those are the forms of death. Whereas the forms of life, of the plants, of the clouds, of the mountains, of the stars, are all wiggly.
Alan Watts believes that babies start out wiggly, but then they're changed.
The baby is told authoritatively by parents, teachers, aunts and uncles and peers who it is. And so the baby is befuddled and learns to become the actor of a social role and forgets the original wisdom which it had. And the original wisdom was that the baby knows that it is one with the whole universe. Then it forgets that and begins to identify itself with a particular stranger who expresses itself by saying, well, I came into this world, and feels a stranger to the world. Now, you don't come into this world. You come out of it, just as fruit comes out of tree, as baby comes out of womb. So you're an expression of the whole thing. You don't encounter it, you express it. This is my point. And people who feel that they encounter the world rather than express it take a hostile attitude, and they talk about conquering nature and subjugating this and that and banging it about, and they, with bulldozers and such instruments, beat the world into submission.
Well, we know what frustrates Dr. Watts, but what is the cause of satisfaction for him?
You ask me a question which I don't ask myself. What has given me satisfaction? Ah, you see, if I asked that question, I wouldn't have satisfaction, because I would be separating myself from the source of satisfaction. And I simply don't separate myself from the happening which is life. And so I'm not even looking for satisfaction, except in the sense that, in very simple ways, one gets hungry, one eats, one gets thirsty, one drinks, one gets tired, one sleeps. I'm not on the lookout for any satisfaction, except perhaps I could say this. When a bird is happy in the evening, it goes up to the top of a tree and sings. It doesn't sing for the advancement of music. It sings just for the joy of listening to the sound of its own voice, which is not, you know, some people say, oh, you love the sound of your own voice. You're just terrible. Well, I like the sound of my own voice. And so I talk and share all that I know with others, because I love the singing experience, as it were, of doing it.
Singer Alan Watts.